one day down in Alabama with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
We are back. Monday, January 21st. Happy Martin Luther King Day. You know, that is such a powerful speech, you know?
It is. You know, I mean, like, for us being in Alabama. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think about, but
Church
that was
Montgomery.
So, that was not a long time ago that what we're watching, like, we're watching the Warriors and Lakers right now. This would not be happening back, you know, I mean, it's, we owe so much to him, and yeah, for real.
It's very powerful.
I mean, it is. Yeah, yeah. That's
but
a whole
you know
other
what
show.
We're here to do, Kinsman? We're here to talk about the NBA. It is the Hoop Scoop. We're back. Brought to you on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, mostly anywhere podcasts are. We're also a Fox Sports affiliate. You can check them out on 97.9 FM and AM 1340 in your local Shoals area. We are here in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. The whole gang's here. Kinsman.
Hey.
Billy's here.
Uh-oh.
Chris, a little under the weather.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. And my name's Justin Holder. We're here to talk about everything NBA. And what we're going to do today is just go through the Martin Luther King Day schedule. There was a lot of games on. We're excited to get to it. So here we go, right down to it. OKC and the Knicks play today. OKC pulling out the victory, 127 versus 109, the Knicks. And we have to start. It's a great way to start off with the Russell Westbrook, Joel Embiid drama that we had this week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Embiid meant to do it. I mean,
I don't either.
I guess let's describe what happened first in case people haven't seen
it. It was a fast break. Joel Embiid's coming down. He's going up for the block. Russell Westbrook kind of pump fakes a little bit, and then he goes just hard on him.
Right.
And if you look at the video, it looks like instead of where he would normally put his hand for the fall, it fell on Russell Westbrook, which pushed a little more momentum from a huge guy like Joel Embiid.
Well, yeah, I mean, Westbrook's 6'3", Embiid's, what, 7'1", 7 feet?
He's huge.
He's huge, yeah.
Huge.
And, you know, in a fast break scenario where you're flying down the court, it's not like you can stop on a dime.
And it's that much weight coming
and
down.
And when Westbrook was, like, going to go up, Embiid kind of went up, and then Westbrook didn't, but there's so much momentum going. I mean, yeah, he rocked him.
He did, and Russell Westbrook was down for a minute.
I don't think he meant to do it on purpose. And the other thing, too, is when you saw how fast Westbrook shot up when he did, I think he was laying more out of anger, honestly.
And, you know, but you have to bring this up. Joel Embiid kind of is slowly getting a reputation of sometimes maybe being a little dirty. You know what I'm
not
saying?
Not in that situation. Because that's like the messing with both of their careers situation. And if that was me in Westbrook running down the court and it was the same move and I was going up for a block thinking when he did the pump that he was going to go up, I would fall on him too. I'm just not 7 feet tall.
I get it. But at the same time, I'm going to defend Westbrook in this scenario because when he was coming down, there are other ways. He did. There was an extra shove on the way down, it looked like.
Well, either way, he fouled out, and Paul George saved the day.
Paul George did
right.
save that
Jimmy
day.
Butler
that was a close game,
day,
man. Down to, what, 0.6 seconds left? Jimmy Butler hits a shot, gets fouled, hits the free throw. I think they're up two at that point.
Yeah, but then George
and then no, they were up three. They were up
Butler.
Three, and then George hits the three. It was an amazing game.
No, he got fouled by Butler, and
Was like, an attempt, I mean, Jimmy Switchblades, you thought, had it.
I did. It was close.
And then Paul George
and that was after
kicked the knife out of his hand.
Fouled out. And remember after the game when They asked Westbrook if he was cool with Embiid.
He said, F no.
Exactly.
For those people that only know the bleep.
You know, these are growing rivalries, and it's fun to watch.
Right. It is, because think about these guys in the finals. Just think of, just hypothetically, you know.
Well, they tried.
That would be, talk about the intensity on D.
And they both have closers, and it's cool to see Paul George be a closer, and it's cool to see Butler try to close out. He, you know, he had a three-point attempt. You can't hit them all. Jordan couldn't hit them all, so.
Well, I kind of like this new attitude in the NBA right now because, you know, growing up, I mean, I caught a lot of 80s basketball too, but, you know, mainly the 90s were what I really, really grew up with. And this was the kind of stuff we had.
It's fights all the time.
Right. You know, fights, the rivalries. We didn't have social networking, so it was a little bit different. But
we were
like,
in the Rasheed Wallace, Ron Artest, you know, all these guys kind of.
We even got to
Reggie
see
Miller.
Bird and Jordan. And, I mean, we got to see some
I'm just
heavy
thinking,
stuff.
Like when we were teens. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right, right.
Like,
but
we got to see some good fights.
We did. There were some amazing ones. I mean, Artest and fans. I mean, there was.
But
a bunch of them that we got to see. But I think it's cool to see because on the court, it's not the physical game it used to be. So they're adding some of that edge back to it.
Embiid with 31 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. Redick with 22 points. Ben Simmons, 20 points, 15 rebounds, and 9 assists. Then you have Jimmy Butler coming in and doing it when it counts. And is there some type of learning curve for incorporating Jimmy Butler into this offense?
I think we're watching that. I mean, there are nights where it really, really
clicks.
That
Covington-Sarge-Saric trade really it changed the dynamic a little bit with them.
Did they get worse?
No, you can't say that with Jimmy Butler. I
haven't looked at the stats on it.
No, they didn't.
They didn't? Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean,
we got better.
I think it's a lot of A-type personalities on a team. I mean, you have three dudes that, if they were on another team, not the Warriors, they would be the franchise player.
Well, hell, man, they got Embiid, probably an all-star, and Butler, probably an all-star, and Ben Simmons, possibly an all-star on that team, right?
But they've got to be selfless.
Right, and that's what I mean. That's a lot of A-type personalities.
That's why what you just said, on that team, not on that group of players, it's a team.
I'm just saying there's a lot of
talent. And the nights that they play like a team, we see this Jimmy Butler trade making sense. But then there's also nights where when it comes down to one or two shots, who wants the ball? They all want the ball.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And
but
so it's up
Simmons
to the coach.
Is sharing the ball. Look at how many assists he's getting
Simmons
the game.
Simmons is a pass-first guy. You know,
so maybe it's more of an Embiid – Butler thing.
I think Butler needs the ball. He's ball dominant. And Embiid needs the ball. He's ball dominant.
Clay just dunked again. So
I was just about to say, what was I talking about right before the show started?
Clay Thompson dunking.
I think it's going to end up working with a facilitator like J.J. Redick and Ben Simmons.
I still think they're one piece away. Like one role player away. Another
J.J.
Redick.
I mean,
J.J.
who
J.J.
do they need besides Ben Simmons?
Well, I mean, you got
like Joel Embiid.
But
Butler.
Yeah, they're starting five.
Well, somebody's got to come off the bench and take some slack from them. I mean, I'm just saying like a Wayne Ellington or a – I mean, hell, Kevin Love at this point.
No, Kevin Love should start.
Chandler at power forward is great for them. I mean, they just – T.J. McConnell's coming off doing good. Muscala, Brewer. They just need, like, a little more depth. But anyway.
It was interesting to watch.
117 to 115.
Do they just need, like,
Oklahoma
a really good shooting guard?
Yeah.
Oklahoma
That's
City
what I said, another J.J. Redick.
Like, basically a little bit taller J.J. that can play defense.
Well, I mean, this was years ago we talked about cloning. The NBA has billions of dollars. Just go clone another one.
Hey,
that's what it's going to be. Oh, we need to, you know, another one. Let's just go clone
him. If the 76ers had Klay Thompson.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, think it was just somebody like that.
But that's not
Didn't
a role.
Didn't even have to be as good.
But he's
well, that
Trevor.
Adds
it could be Trevor Ariza.
Too.
He's a role player, but not that. That's a different level. That's an all-star player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, maybe, like a...
But Ariza would be...
Ariza.
Well, I mean,
like
he's...
That.
But he's, you know, he's a three, but Butler could play the two. But...
Melo.
Well, he's going to the Lakers, Justin.
We'll get there in a minute.
Oh, but that's OKC gonna be so game, fun.
The OKC New York Knicks
George
game today started
three-pointer.
Started the day with the MLK basketball marathon. The next game we had was the Bulls and Cavs, the two lowest ranked teams pretty much in the league, you know what I mean? Well, it's in the East at least.
What I've seen of that game, I didn't watch the actual game because why in the HE double hockey sticks would I want to watch that game?
Yeah.
That game. But that was the clips I've seen. It was the worst basketball I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely.
The tanking
they're both trying who can tank harder.
Yes. And that was, but it was the worst. I mean, usually in that situation, we've seen teams do this before.
Jabari Parker went in the middle and had a wide open hook and airballed. Stuff like that. Like, how do you explain an airball?
Like, I want to say it might have been like the Mavericks and the Suns a year or two ago had a game like this, but it was nowhere near what this was.
That was just sloppy basketball.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is all about Zion.
Right.
Zion Williamson, who, by the way, this weekend.
The dunk?
I just showed you guys that before. How impressive is he, man? I mean, seriously, is he a once-in-a-lifetime player like a LeBron or, you know, guys like Kobe?
Well,
maybe not Kobe, but.
This is what I will say. I know that when I saw his clips from high school, I'm talking like 3 years ago, like when he was like a sophomore in high school kind of a thing. I mean, I remember looking at it going, like, he looks like he could play in the NBA right now. And he was, like, 15 or something. But what he's doing at Duke right now.
Paul Pierce came out and said
he could be the next generational dude. He might.
Paul Pierce came out and said he believes that the Duke Blue Devils could beat the Cavs right now. Anybody else you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, well, why couldn't they?
Well, I mean, they do have three top pick players right now, so I mean it could be that would be interesting to see them go up against the Kevin Loveless Cavaliers.
I mean,
it's horrible. It's horrible basketball.
I would say, yeah, okay, it's not just the players on that team, but you have Coach K.
Yeah. It's
and
like,
so
yeah,
totally. Yeah, you give Coach K dudes that have been playing for him for a year, like getting ready, up against the Cavs right now. Oh, yeah, I'll take them any day.
Well, for me, these two teams are bottom of the league, obviously. But I would just have a question for y'all. And Wade was asked this, you know, after a game against the Heat. Is he the greatest Chicago area basketball player of all time?
Who?
Wade. He's from Chicago.
I mean, if you're saying from Chicago, then probably,
You know what he said? He said, when people have asked me who I think the best player who was born and raised in Chicago, I always go with Isaiah Thomas. Yes, sir.
Well, then you got, okay, Isaiah then. Over D-Wade, Isaiah versus D-Wade, Isaiah. I'm going to go Isaiah.
So Thomas averaged 19
But he led
points.
That team for multiple years and battled the greatest of all time. I mean, Dwayne Wade had his burst.
Billy,
with
are
Shaq
you really
the first
not going to say it?
Bad boy.
Bad
Detroit.
Boy.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's going to come out later talking about the Hawks
anyway,
or something, right?
Yeah,
but, like, it doesn't right then.
But back to the Bulls and the Cavs. The Bulls won today 104-88 in a terrible game. That was a perfect description of the game today. But, Billy, I do want to bring up something that I think is interesting in the league right now. We've been talking about it for the past few weeks. Carmelo Anthony finally being released from the Rockets to the Bulls.
The Lakers have an interest in Anthony, but they got no plans to waive a player to make an available roster spot for him. So, you know, Anthony and the Rockets agreed to part ways in November, and Anthony was traded to Oklahoma City Thunder, then to the Hawks last July before the Hawks released him to clear the way for him to sign with the Rockets.
Yeah.
And Houston thought it was a piece they would need, but
that turned out to be a flop.
Exactly.
A big flop. It was a lot of melodrama.
I still don't get that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how could just adding another king of ISO offense not hurt a team that plays ISO offense?
Well, because when you look at the guy, if he would have accepted a role as the sixth man,
well, that could have been the whole issue.
Yeah, would have revolutionized his career.
Yeah,
I think he could have been the best sixth man of all time.
Yeah,
come on, man.
He's a spot up shooter, though. You know, you'd got to give that to
Jamal
Crawford.
No, no, no. If Melo did what Melo did in Denver.
Iggy is a.
He'd be better than Iggy and Jamal Crawford.
Iggy is a sixth man who has a Finals MVP. So,
I mean, that's proven, but he's never been a sixth man. I'm saying this is hypothetical.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I think if
I don't like answering hypothetical questions.
I think if Melo had done that, yeah, it would have been amazing
and
for him.
And it would have worked because then Chris Paul, James Harden come off, get some rest, and he comes out and does his thing.
Worst case scenario, he did it for a year, did it really good to prove he's worth a Melo contract for another team and or something, so, you know?
You know, you got to compare him to a guy like DeMarcus Cousins.
That's what I was going to say, who didn't get the offers because everybody, for two reasons, his reputation and the Achilles injury, obviously. Nobody knew how he's going to come back, which it's looking like he's going to be doing just fine as we watched him get a rebound as the Warriors are currently beating Justin's Lakers.
Before we lose it, though, the Rockets also get Kenneth Faried, and they release James Nwali. So
from that.
Yep.
From Melo.
But
Kenneth
Faried
will add something to him for sure.
Yeah,
I think.
But the Bulls will not immediately waive Carmelo. You know, they could use him for a one-on-one trade before the trade deadline. You know, this gives.
Do you think they'll actually use him? Because I thought we read earlier that they're going to just get rid of him.
No, they're getting rid of him. He's basically, they're just nulling it. Yeah,
so
we got
he's
the Woj
be a
tweet.
Yeah, the Woj tweet came out, and he's going to be a free agent this week.
Well, it gives Anthony the freedom to survey the league's roster landscape.
So who do you think right now, Billy?
Post-trade deadline, you know.
Think about a team.
He can find what team fits best for him. So
what about
– what is the best team for him?
Well, here we go. Here's the Woj tweets real quick. Anthony won't play a game for the Bulls. He will be released and become a free agent if he clears waivers, which I'm sure he will. But sources – the Lakers maintain interest in Anthony, but do not want to waive a guaranteed player to create a roster spot for him. But if there's a roster spot open, yes, they'd take him.
Well,
I think he'd be a better fit on a team like the Kings.
I think so, too.
Who needs some help.
With
or De'Aaron Phoenix.
Fox.
Where he could
Phoenix
come out
would be good.
And everything goes through him because guess what? It's like having – at that point, it's like having, you know, a LeBron come into your team. Not like
but
on the hype
does,
of the Lakers, but
well, if
since
he goes
these
to
teams
the Lakers,
are so bad.
Who better than LeBron? I mean, they're those guys are best friends.
Yeah.
And you but could, your best friend's the best player in the world. So, I mean, why would you not want to be there with him where he could get you back on track?
And he could even say, look what LeBron did with Dwayne Wade.
Well,
he could
and
use that
LeBron,
as a
something tells me that LeBron and Melo would play well together.
And they need like a four or three.
They go back far.
They need a four or a three. You know, they're big with Boozer and who's the other center?
Boozer?
Carlos Boozer.
Oh, shit.
Boozer has been out for like
I know.
5 years.
I've been seeing him on.
Who were? What team
were
you talking
show.
About though?
Rachel Maddow.
No, but there what team? And then I could tell you who you meant instead of Boozer.
Well,
him.
I mean, regardless.
Boogie?
No.
There was Boogie was on TV, and that's who you pointed to. We'll figure this out at some point here.
Yeah.
Who did Billy mean?
I honestly think, though, don't you guys
Clay?
Agree? Come on. Don't you
the
guys
agree? The Lakers center. With
Chandler.
The beard. Oh,
Tyson Chandler.
Tyson Chandler. Yeah, okay.
The beard threw me off because they're similar.
Same era, kind
but
of.
Don't you guys think that he would thrive more? I'll give it to you. The only other exception in the league would be under a LeBron, like, good friend guidance. Other than that, he's proven he can't go with Chris Paul and James Harden make it work, and him and Chris Paul are friends.
I think you were right, and it might have been like the first episode you said that his best bet this year would have been to sign with the Hawks.
Dude, that
think
whole
if he
offense
was, if he was on the Hawks.
Yeah.
I mean,
because they got some feisty players. They just need somebody, but he's proven himself he's not a leader. He's not a leader.
No, he's
a scorer.
Yeah, no. NBA Melo is not a leader. However, have you seen Olympic Melo? I mean, the guy.
But he had all of the other guys there with
him.
Yeah,
no. But he's the one that steps it up and wins them these games. I mean, that's why there's like the whole Olympic Melo thing. There's the hoodie Melo thing. It's just NBA Melo.
China Clay.
China Clay is great, by the way.
He just needs to get on a team with Dwight Howard and finish out his career.
With Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And can just flame out together.
Yeah.
Just into oblivion. Of.
Anyways,
debatable
next.
Hall of Fame careers, but had, God, the potential. Okay, go ahead.
Next game on the docket today was the Detroit Pistons and the Washington Wizards. The Wizards came out with the victory 101-87. Guys, is it time to go ahead? Is it really time to get rid of Bradley Beal? I mean, I think it is.
Why?
Is it not
overdue? He's almost an all-star.
It's just not working there.
But think if Bradley Beal was on the Pistons, how good that team would be.
That's
literally what the Pistons need.
Yeah. But they need.
I would have Beal play point guard.
Oh, I would too, man, because I don't understand what's up with Reggie Jackson. I mean, I know that the new coach, the Toronto Raptors coach.
Casey?
Casey's there. And I know that he's adapting to the new offensive and defensive schemes, Reggie Jackson is. But I just feel like, is it time to get rid of him or move on?
No.
Maybe for Dennis Smith Jr. or like.
Oh, no.
Or
I thought
like
you
Bradley
meant Dwayne
Beal.
Casey.
No,
and
no,
I'm
no,
like,
no, no,
no,
no,
dude.
I'm talking about Reggie Jackson.
Okay. I got you. Yeah. I mean,
there's
two
all stars on that team, and Andre Drummond, who leads the league in rebounds, and Blake Griffin, who's playing like Blake Griffin 3 years ago. And he and Reggie Jackson, you know, where are we at?
I mean, they're still sitting at ninth. Detroit, 20 and 26.
They're sitting at ninth.
Same record as Washington.
They're sitting. Yeah.
So that actually, the Wiz, you know,
yeah,
they're
game
sitting
one.
At
look,
ninth,
here,
but the Brooklyn Nets are sitting at six.
Reggie Jackson, he's doing 14.1 points a game, 2.8 rebounds, 4.1 assists in 28.5 minutes. That's pretty, you know, that's not the level you want to be at for that team.
I mean, that's not going to get this team is the level they want to be at for this team. You know what I mean? It's just John Wall's proven he's got injuries, man. He's just one of those quick guys, Steph Curry's, the James Harden's. These guys come up with these injuries because, man, the things they do against these huge guys, the way they get into the lane, I mean, it's a wear and tear on your legs. So.
I mean, there's some games. I mean, obviously, I see it happen to Steph most because I watch more Warriors games as a Warriors fan. But, you know, there's games I'm just watching him get wailed on and just thinking about myself. If I fell down that many times and just got hit, I mean, it's the same with Westbrook. It's, you know, can't say the same for Harden because he gets fouled if you
man, he's
just
got his,
like wave
he's
at
got
him.
His Superman cape on right now.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't even. Can we just not? We talked a lot about him last week. We didn't even not talk about Harden.
I'll bring him up in a little while.
Just as a protest.
Real quick, though. Trevor Ariza with 20 and Otto Porter Jr. coming off the bench with 19. Those are two pieces that could desperately be used on other teams to take them to the next level.
But they got them this year.
Washington? Yeah.
Washington got Trevor Ariza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Otto Porter's been on – he's been on
Otto
the Porter's Wiz
on
there.
Fire.
Well, he's been on
he
the Wiz his whole
important.
Career, hasn't
yeah.
he?
Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Wiz for the rest of the season. You know,
and
we're
the
almost,
Detroit Pistons.
And
I
the Pistons.
I just think
out.
They're going to be a mediocre team.
I do, too.
Unfortunately,
just
that's
another
what I'm
team.
Too.
And we say it like every week. They need to blow it up, try something new. I mean, which they kind of did. That you know, they got rid of Gortat for – had him for like 5 years or something.
You're talking about the Wizards.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is – it's time. They need to shake it up. I think splitting Beal and Wall for sure.
It just needs to be tested.
Yeah,
it needs
to
happen.
Go.
It's that time. I mean, all feel it. Even as fans, we feel it. So
yeah, you're not living up to your potential.
Yeah.
And then year after year after year after year, you know, you got two guys with huge trade potential.
Okay.
Huge value. Yep. You know, why not?
It's
split it up. Try something
point.
New.
Before we move on, Holder, all stars from these two teams? I would have to say Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin, Wizards, Bradley Beal, maybe Otto Porter.
Not John Wall.
Those are the dudes from those teams that would deserve to go to the All-Star team.
Okay.
I don't know if any of them
will, but anyway.
Should go to the All-Star
game. Let's move
on
to the next game. See what we got with that one. That would be Dallas versus the Bucks.
The Mavs versus the Bucks was the next game. The Bucks winning this 116-106.
Antetokounmpo with 31 points and 15 rebounds.
Killing it. And Luka Doncic with his first career, I believe, ejection. Right?
Did he get ejected?
And triple-double.
Huh.
Luka Doncic, season.
Man, I like that kid.
18-11-10. And got ejected.
I feel, you know, like I was listening to, you know,
that's
the
why
show.
I voted for him.
I was listening to one of our shows from a couple weeks ago, you know, when we were talking about All-Star, you know, and was really kind of going at old Luka there about how, you know, he didn't deserve to go over KD and all that. And I just want to clarify, I do love this kid. I just don't think he should start over KD. But he's amazing. He's awesome. He might be the best rookie we've had in
long time.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the most impactful rookie.
He's dominating the league over here, man. I mean, he's an all-star. I think he should be an all-star. Jordan was an all-star his rookie year.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other guys.
Obviously the last one that comes to mind would be LeBron. But, I mean, has there not been a player in 14 years, a rookie, that's came out and done what he did? Or what he's doing?
Not that I remember being, because I mean, even Kevin Durant, his rookie season wasn't this impactful.
And his offensive game is really complete, man.
I mean, Durant, I mean, was big.
They were on Seattle. It wasn't, you know.
I mean, Durant's the youngest scoring title winner, but I'm just trying to think of in a rookie season, I don't think he was like carrying the Sonics.
Yeah. Don't forget they got JJ Barea.
Who's so underrated? How's that little dude so good?
I don't know.
Well,
Harrison Barnes has been stepping it up.
Yeah, I've heard about him on the trade block, though. What do you guys think about this whole Dennis Smith Jr. drama?
Well,
why are we even talking about it is what I want to know.
Well, because he's a, you know, second-year dude that has a lot of potential.
When did he become, like, this focus point? I just don't get it because now all of a sudden we know who he is because of this?
No, we know who he is because he was a really good rookie last year. As well, you know, dunk contest stuff. I mean, he was in the dunk contest last year, right? Yeah, I think so. Anyways, but
up 29 points right now on the Lakers.
Well, of course, the Lakers are horrible.
Klay Thompson is 8 for 8 in this game right here.
3 points. Wow,
he's incredible. Oh, man.
But Dennis Smith Jr., like, all I'm saying is, man, it's been like, why do we have to hear about this constantly for the past week about what's going on with him? Does he not happy? Is this?
Well,
blah,
I
blah.
Think what it is.
Bottom line is this is a Luka Doncic team. Okay?
Well, and
that's
the issue. I'm not even going to call it an issue, but I think everybody knew Luka was going to be a good player. I don't think anybody knew he was going to be this good.
Not only that, he can close games.
Well, and he could be your point guard.
Yeah, he can pass, be your point
guard.
And,
like, the more, you know,
if you double him, you're
positionless
in
NBA, the small forward is the position that you're seeing playing one through four practically
now.
Man,
he's taking arrogant shots, too, and making some of them. He missed a game winner recently this week, but for the most part, they're letting him have free reign.
Harrison Barnes. It's almost like he just was adjusting to American basketball after playing in Europe, and it's like, okay, well, hey, I was the MVP over there, I'm good, you know.
In the game I watched with the Mavs, they tried giving it to someone else to close out the clock, Harrison Barnes, and what does he do? Fumbles it out of bounds, you know. I think Luka's just going to take on more and more of a role.
So you have, obviously, now you're the cornerstone of your franchise now. I mean, obviously, Dirk's not.
And you got
DeAndre
Jordan.
Yeah, Dirk's not the dude.
Harrison Barnes.
And Mark Cuban's all in with Luka.
Right, and so you have Luka, and you have DeAndre Jordan.
I've heard he's on the trade docket, too. So they could trade away DeAndre Jordan, Harrison Barnes, and get some good pieces
around
him.
But that's what I was going to say. So now you're at the point where it's like you see how good this kid is and how – I mean, this could be somebody that in, you know, 10 years we're talking about, is he the best? Because, I mean, I haven't seen a rookie play like this in so long. But Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. I mean, who do they have that you are so dead set on keeping that you wouldn't put on the trade block?
I think
block
they got a lot
that,
of
Luka.
Room to move.
Build a team around him.
A lot of room to move. Let's switch it over to Milwaukee. Giannis doing Giannis. He's leading in the All-Star balloting.
Bucks number one this week.
But Chris Middleton, I voted for him in the All-Star, and he actually is doing excellent. Anyway, Antetokounmpo, 31 points, 15 rebounds.
Wait a minute, and then I forgot
Brook Lopez, 16.
That Giannis' brother plays for the Mavericks.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
Well,
Lopez had 11 blocks.
He sat the bench for the Mavericks.
11 blocks?
Oh, in the past two games.
I was like, that's a lot of blocks for one game.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Magic and the Hawks today. Magic 122, Hawks 103. Next game.
Yeah, let's just skip it.
Yeah, we're, you know,
I mean,
we're
like,
gonna
no,
hit the
it's like, you know, with the Bulls and Cavs game, you could talk about it because it was hilariously bad. It was comical.
The Kings and the Nets were the next game. Kings 94, Nets 123. And I just want to bring up Jarrett Allen. Jarrett Allen added another victim to his block list this week. It was James Harden. Now, on just the block list this year, he's got LeBron, Giannis, Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin, I think twice, and James Harden now for a dunk.
Yeah, I voted for De'Aaron Fox for All-Star.
You did?
Yeah, and I almost voted for Dinwiddie on the Nets.
He deserves
Russell.
It. He deserves it.
I think De'Aaron Fox does, for sure.
But yeah,
he's doing
but I mean,
team.
There's so many other players you got to take into account.
Nets are at
you know
six
I mean?
Now, man. They play hard.
They're making a run. Sitting at 25 and 23 right now.
Sorry, Clay.
It's 98,
Clay's on a roll
gosh,
tonight.
Right
Clay,
now.
You guys, Clay's 17 of 19 from the floor right now.
44
he
points.
He is 10 for 10 from three-point range right now.
They're going to get the ball to him because he's hot. Oh, Steph's going to take it.
10 for 10 from three-point range.
Jeez.
Okay.
Let's next go back game to the today.
How you doing, Holder?
I'm not watching this
all
game.
Right.
Next game was
the
Pelicans.
We still have the starters in.
Was the Pelicans versus the Grizzlies.
Getting a little loony out there.
Pelicans 105, Grizzlies 85 with Holiday, Randall, and Okafor all posting double-doubles today in that game. With the absence of Anthony Davis, which we found out this week, he'll be out 1 to 2 weeks with a thumb, I believe it is. So, you know, it's like watching the Lakers right now. You're hopeful if you're a Pelicans fan, but at the same time, it's rough when he's out.
Question.
I mean, unless these three guys could do double-doubles every night, which they're not, they haven't proven that they can, so.
Would Mike Conley be an all-star if he wasn't in the Western Conference?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We'll see who would be,
I mean,
be
on
going
a winning
up
team?
Against.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's think about it.
You got like Kemba.
Kemba.
Derrick Rose.
Think about if he was on the Pistons.
Rose. I think he's probably doing better than Derrick Rose.
No, he. I know. I'm
no, but think
but
about
I'm making,
if he
I'm
was
making
on the
a
Pistons.
Joke about the votes.
Yeah, gotcha.
He would be shining a lot more in that role, I believe.
Absolutely.
In a team like that, you can't put him on the team like the Suns and expect that he's just going to be an all-star because that's another team like the Grizzlies. So if you put him on an all-star, like a good team, you know what I mean?
Man, he would be perfect for the Pistons.
He would be perfect
really
for the
would.
Pistons.
I think Russell Westbrook could be good on the Pistons, too.
I mean, you know, there's all the other teams. It's clogged pretty much. He would do well in a Clippers situation.
Kyle Lowry.
You know what I'm saying?
Victor.
That would be a good one. So, yeah, Pelicans taking the victory today over the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Next game we had was the Heat and the Celtics in Boston at the Garden with the Celtics winning 107-99. Irving with 26-10-8. And speaking of Kyrie Irving this past week, he finally realized, he admitted that he didn't really know what it took to bring in, you know, a whole team of players and to be the leader in that squad. It was hard for him to get that. He just thought that he could do it. Hey, I'm Kyrie Irving. I just, you know, won with the Cavs and LeBron, and now you're going to listen to me. And it doesn't work that way when you got a bunch of teams, when you got a bunch of teammates that are great at what they do. And on top of that, last year with him going out with the injury, these guys stepped it up on Boston and got all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And it wasn't a fluke. They earned it.
They earned every bit of that. So now Kyrie comes back with Gordon Hayward fresh, and it's Hey,
everyone's
got
to learn their roles.
Everyone's got to.
And that's what's
including
the trouble.
Kyrie Irving.
Exactly.
And he called LeBron this week and just kind of, I guess, apologized.
Well, this was after a team meeting.
Yeah, what's ironic is he called LeBron while LeBron was out for dinner with Kevin Love. He didn't answer the call, but that's when the call was made. And,
interesting.
Then he called him afterwards, yeah.
But
little
you know,
fact about it.
It actually makes me like Uncle Drew a little more, just that it does prove that he does show humility. You know?
Well, LeBron,
Uncle Drew is very wise, young blood.
LeBron elevates a franchise, and
he didn't know what it took to do
he
that.
He doesn't know what it takes to do that. He's learning what it takes to do that, and this season is teaching him. Because
and think about where he came from to where he went. From the Cavs to the Celtics with a legacy that he has to follow.
He's about to prove if he can handle it. This is the Boston Celtics, and he's got personalities on that squad like Terry Scary Rozier and
Marcus Smart.
And Jason Tatum. He's got these are a lot of personalities. You know?
I don't think the problem is with Kyrie, guys. I think the problem is with these other dudes – sucking it up and going, okay, I know we made it to, you know, on the playoff run last year, but I mean, look who our team is. You know, Kyrie is a champion who hit a clutch shot to make him a champion.
How are these guys going to grow?
Develop.
They developed last season, and now we're having
push them down. They didn't have Hayward, and they didn't
But check this out. You know, with the Warriors right now, you look, and
– and Horford is
– you know, it wasn't like Horford Draymond was starting right away.
No, but that's my –
he had to take the spot from David Lee.
He did.
You know, an all-star. You know, and young guys, it doesn't matter what you do, you have to earn it over somebody who has done it before you.
My point. Last season, they did that in the absence of him. They took this really on paper, a bunch of scrubs.
Well, nobody's take. I mean, who on their roster would take Kyrie's spot?
No, I get that. But Kyrie has to understand as a leader that sometimes you're not going to get all the shine. Sometimes you're not going to get all the shots. Sometimes you're going to have to defer to someone else
learning.
That you trust.
But
and he's learning how to trust his players.
What he's going through right now is he's in LeBron's shoes. He's the champion that's got a roster full of young guys. And
exactly.
It's like, look, if you would just listen to me and suck it up and listen, I can show you how to be a champion.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where he was calling LeBron, because that's probably that moment of frustration.
That endears me to him, you know, that he would reach out and say something like that.
And probably a lot of what it is just these are young dudes who did make it that far last year, and they are, you know, they're the young up-and-comers, and they think they have earned it. You know, Kyrie definitely has earned it, and he is the team leader, so – maybe it's a power struggle kind of thing, and somebody's got to give. But I bet it's more from those young players.
What do you think about maybe, possibly, he called him to it, you know, he didn't really admit, but he's finally coming to grips with the fact that he's not the leader that he thought he was. He thought he could go into
he's
group.
He's got to mature into it.
Well, I think that was probably part of it,
that
too.
That was part
especially
of it going,
with the personality
I'm on,
like Marcus Smart.
But maybe it was the person, but I mean, maybe it was the path now of him going, now that's my next phase. I have to realize what it takes to be a leader on this level.
And it's
yeah,
tough.
I mean, because the thing is, I'm saying all that about Kyrie and leadership and everything, but he's not LeBron James.
No.
And maybe he's realizing, I'm not as good as LeBron.
He's
not taking that anything away from Kyrie,
mentally,
but nobody is.
And
as
mentally,
good as,
and how he controls and conducts himself as a leader on and off the court.
Boy, they are needing.
I don't think Lakers are
needing LeBron right now.
Yeah. But you know what? Speaking of Marcus Smart, Billy, he had an interesting game this past week. He got pissed.
Yeah, he's their enforcer. He's the muscle. He's the Luca Brasi.
The Luca Brasi, yeah,
he is Godfather.
They had to hold him back. I mean, it was, you know, they were pulling him away for a second.
I just want to make a point,
and then he dashed
about
at,
Boston real quick.
DeAndre Bembry,
like so. This proves the point of Kyrie Irving's inefficiency as a leader right now. Do you think that Milwaukee sitting down and having a team meeting about leadership and who should do what and all that? Do you think that Toronto is having a team meeting about who should do what?
Milwaukee already had that talk early in the year.
Oh, Giannis is – it's Giannis's team. Okay, whose team is Toronto? Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
– they know their roles. Okay. That's why they're thriving and they're sitting number one and number two.
So Boston is having to sit down. This is where they're at. This is how far they are behind the mental competence of playoff basketball, you know, as far as knowing your role. So I think they got a lot of learning to do. I guess it falls on Kyrie.
And that's the great thing about the NBA. We have a long season to watch this all play out. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to hear him say that.
And Boston has a narrow window of time to watch Uncle Drew and get on board the Kyrie train.
Now, another game to talk about after that was
the Warriors-Lakers game. God, it's so hard talking about this. Let's just get to this game.
The Rockets and the 76ers today. 76ers pulling out the blowout victory of 121-93. I mean, at one point it was a 30-point game. Just, you know, looking pretty rough with James Harden out there with really nobody else. But he did somehow get 37 points. Which means in this week, the Houston Rockets are 2-2, sitting fifth.
Corey Brewer was all over Harden.
He was all over him. But James Harden.
And he's on a 10-day contract.
James Harden this past week, past four games. Let's just start with the Grizz, 57 versus the Nets, 58 versus the Lakers, which was a great game. Went into overtime, 48, and tonight's 37. I mean, how can you deny this greatness? And it's like when we watch Russell Westbrook that first year when he was getting the triple doubles. I was saying you have to give it to him just for something, the playing this spectacular that we haven't seen, stuff like that. I mean, you got to give it. Back-to-back MVP is what I say right now.
Well, right now I'm watching Klay Thompson, who's 10 for 10 from three-point range.
Hit his first 10. He missed one after that, but it was a new NBA record.
I missed that. Okay, yes, but James Harden, yeah. I mean, he's the MVP right now. He's playing unbelievably well. I don't know. I mean, you might put all the stats down on paper, and it might, you know, you look at all the points, but, you know, he doesn't have the greatest other stats, blah, 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 compared to some other years. But I'm sorry. I mean, this is – have we ever seen anything like this? I mean, we saw Curry's 400 and whatever, 300, you know, three-pointers. But this Harden thing, like 40 – however many games in a row he's had 40 points or 30
points.
He's had
20 straight
50s.
Games today would mark 20 games with 30-plus
points
in a row.
That's ridiculous.
In his past four games, he scored 200 points.
That's crazy.
In the past four games.
It's crazy. No, I can't ever remember somebody scoring at a rate like this in my life.
And especially when a team needs it as much as they do with Clint Capella out, and they're getting Kenneth Faried, that'll add something.
Chris Paul, Faried,
but Chris Paul's
Clint
out.
Capella.
They're both out is what
those
I'm saying.
Both of those guys. But all three Faried added 13 points.
Yeah, he did.
He went 5 for 7.
6 rebounds, 23 minutes.
Yep, he hit a three-pointer. You know, I mean, he shot – great. Six rebounds.
Good
he played
night.
Great. That's a good first
all
game.
Right.
Solid.
Yeah.
So he's probably stoked just to be playing on the team he's on.
Yeah. Next game we had today, only two left, the Blazers and the Jazz, and that ended, I believe, 107-100 in favor of the Blazers.
Snapping the streak.
And these guys have been both teams, the Portland and Utah. Utah just bumped out the Lakers. In the seed ranking right now, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Sitting ninth place. You know, they're on a run right now. They were on a, I believe, a six-game winning streak until they lost tonight, and the Blazers are sitting fourth. So, I mean, these guys are playing some good basketball now.
Yeah, they are.
And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with these teams, along with Denver and the Clippers and teams like that, but finally getting to the game on right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Where the Warriors are destroying the Lakers, a LeBron-less Lakers, a Lonzo-less Laker, and a Rondo-less Laker.
This is game is going exactly how I thought it would go. Not Klay shooting as good as he is. I know, I mean, that's just
he's
historically
just
good.
Ridiculous.
It's like he went through a little slump. Just so that he could play the best Klay ball maybe he's ever played.
Yeah. I agree. And y'all had a...
You caught that, Chris?
Yeah.
I said the best clay ball he's ever clayed.
Ha, ha,
yeah,
ha, ha.
Yeah.
But you guys did get the addition we've all wanted to see this past Friday night. Boogie.
The Boogeyman.
DeMarcus Cousins makes his return. And you know what? Everybody was speculating, hey, look, if he just comes out, scores 6 points and a couple rebounds, that'll be great for right now. But he came out balled.
14 points and 6 rebounds.
He came out and dunked.
In 14 minutes.
Three three-pointers.
He also had 6 fouls, too.
Yeah. Still, though, I mean, that the energy.
2 fouls, really.
But I will say that game, I don't know who all watched it and who didn't.
I did.
But it was horrible from the refs. They were calling everything. It was the most ticky-tack thing. I mean, Doc Rivers got a tech basically for just yelling at the refs to, like, let us play the players. Like, I was hearing them on the court just like, come on. Like, the other – like, a foul would be called on the Warriors, and they were getting mad just because they didn't want the game to stop.
Okay.
You know, and, like, it's just – the other team, the team that's benefiting from the fouls, were even like,
yeah,
you know, we don't want this. So it's I hate that it kills games like this, but yeah, but I mean, Boogie played great.
He did, and
it was
and,
as good as I could have hoped.
And they've been, the Warriors have kind of been on a tear lately.
Yeah,
you know, they
eight
sent
a game win streak as of tonight.
They sent a big message to the Joker Jokic in Denver. And
yes,
Jamal
they
Murray
did.
Over there, they,
yeah.
sent, they said, no, sir, sit down. I know y'all are doing really well. Y'all are top of the charts, all that.
Isn't that
but
cute?
We're, yeah, exactly. But we're about to get back Boogie. And that was just a great message to send. You know, then Boogie comes back. And it's a good timing, you know, right before the All-Star break. Let him get some minutes in there. I think he did about 14 minutes. Let him get some in-game conditioning, you know. Then we get to the All-Star break and start to incorporate him more and more into the starting lineup. I'm glad he's coming straight up off the, you know, with the starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, he's earned a starting
yeah,
spot.
And it's interesting with him on – it's going to be great to watch the Warriors as they go forward and integrate them into their offense because with him being a threat behind the three-point line – it's just who are they going to throw down low? You know, I've watched them and, you know, I'm watching, yep.
Yeah,
outside
tonight,
shot by Cousins right
well,
now.
Tonight,
well,
Cousins,
tonight, yeah, he's
8
so,
points,
yeah,
2
I was
rebounds,
about to read it too.
Yeah. 5 assists.
Yeah, yeah, but he's
yeah.
he's in with the reserve
in 16
squad right
minutes.
Now. But when he spreads the floor, they'll have Klay Thompson or Durant down low. And it's just fun watching what they're going to do with this all-star type of team.
Well, Klay tonight, man, 44 points.
Oh, Klay's going off.
And so is Curry. They're all going off.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is. I mean, so is Durant.
It's just ridiculous.
Mention him. But, I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
No,
it's like
sorry,
we got four Splash Brothers.
DeMarcus Cousins has 8.7 rebounds and 4 assists.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's close to a double-double.
And that's
but,
all you can ask for,
you know,
for
my,
a
my
guy
thing,
like that.
My thing about Boogie, you know, my big takeaway from game one and what I'm noticing in game two now, you know, he is rusty for sure.
For sure.
But it's what I see in the potential of this lineup and what the Warriors had been missing.
Yeah.
And
oh, shots
not the
fire,
ex-
dude.
Not the extra
shots
shooter.
Fire.
Not the extra shooter, but the big, beefy five.
You know what I think they're doing right
you
now?
You know, and they have that now. But he can also run out to the three-point line and spread the floor maybe better than any big in the NBA that's not named Porzingis.
You know what I think they're about to do right now? I think Golden State just got out the basketball bat, and they're about to beat down everyone before All-Star break and let them know that we are still top of the heap.
Well, I think, you know, they've been playing – 4 seasons and 4 postseasons. They're tired. They're bored. This is the monotonous, boring part of the season.
Yeah,
and
but this is what champions do.
Unless they're taking,
they've
got hungry Boogie Cousins. They have people there that are hungry as Draymond is to get another one, Curry to get another one. It reminds me of, you know, the bad boy Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, I think what it is, you know, they just took it easy at the beginning. They had a lot of injuries. They...
When I say
didn't play Warriors ball, but
yeah.
now, probably, you know, for the last 7 games, I think it's almost like they've been messing with
when
us
I say
the
that,
whole time.
When I say that, I think the Warriors are getting to the level where they, when they go into a visiting arena, they want the fans and the team to feel fear.
Yeah, the ball they're playing.
They want them to be blown out.
Yeah, about the last six games or so, to me, the Warriors look like the Warriors we all know.
Look at that.
And it's scary.
Look at that transition D. Look at that transition D. Of course he misses the shot, and Jarepko gets the rebound. It's just...
Yeah, they're
and,
good.
And it's 110 to 84, and they're just laying it on them. I mean, I think they got the baseball bat out, and they're settling their affairs.
Oh, yeah, it's real easy to do that without LeBron, without Lonzo, without Rondo. I mean, come on, this is seeing, like, nobody on the floor.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Nuggets.
They destroyed the
teams
Nuggets.
Like
they
that.
They destroyed
no,
the legitimate
that,
teams.
But we're talking about this game particularly tonight is what
no,
I'm saying.
Dude, I'm not excited about them beating the team that lost to the Cavs a few games ago. No, I mean, I'm just excited watching their execution and them playing well.
And they're all playing like all-stars, which leads us to our last thing we wanted to talk about here on the Hoop Scoop was the West and East All-Stars again named. We don't need to go through all of them. It's mainly Kyle Kuzma made a little bump in the West. Still sitting strong. LeBron, Luka, Paul George, Steph Curry, and Derrick Rose. With it looks like James Harden's catching up with Derrick Rose a little bit. In the East,
boo.
Top five still are Giannis, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, and Dwayne Wade, which I know you're happy about, Kinsman. And
I'm so excited.
Hey man, he deserves it.
Vince Carter's still on there. Mm. We've still got, you know, this is again the fan voting, and we'll see what All Stars end up being like. It's been an interesting week in basketball, don't you guys agree?
Man,
every week's
to
an
this,
interesting week in basketball.
Week, yes.
But it does seem like this season in particular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I said that last season to you guys, just like, man, it's like basketball's getting better and better.
But this season, it's for real.
It's like a TV show. Insane. We're finally adapting to these characters and seeing their roles and falling in love with these characters now because they've been in the league for a while.
Right.
So the Kyrie Irvings and the, you know, all these other players. Joel Embiid's been in there for a few years now. We've seen them every year, and it's growing on us.
What I'm most excited about, guys, is how the three-point revolution that Steph Curry did to the league. Okay, so we're seeing the effects of that. You had Houston a year ago, you know, who shot the most threes in history, you know, and went and tested them in the Western Conference Finals. And now it seems like, isn't it going to collapse back in? We're starting to see front courts like Toronto, Joel Embiid,
is
Detroit,
it the return of the
Drummond.
Big man?
Like, are we, like, I'm
it
anxious
depends
to see
on the,
how
on
it evolves.
The talent pool coming
on
up.
On the talent pool,
hey,
yeah.
Look, we
but
got
the front court of Toronto in the finals against the Golden State Warriors, I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the three-point thing is very effective, and it's obviously working. It works so well, it made the big man game go extinct. But it
Pascal
all depends on the talent pool coming up.
Yeah,
there's not, I mean.
You could throw Zion Williamson
not,
in there, too.
Yeah, it's not like there's a bunch of Steph Currys coming up. Like, look, Trae Young is probably the closest thing to a Steph Curry model coming up, and I mean,
and
he's
and,
not doing it.
And teams just need to play the way they need to play, like the Spurs. You
yeah,
know? They do they
have
play
your
the
own
way they
play
need
style,
play.
Perfect it. And,
they have the
know.
Reaper, Patty Mills. I tell you, every time he steps on court, I'm terrified.
He's quick,
he
man.
Is
he
who, Patty Mills.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
dude,
solid.
I was
dude.
Watching a game with my girlfriend, and I did all-star voting and made her do it. And she's like, that Patty Mills. We were watching a Spurs game.
Did she vote for Patty
she
Mills?
She voted for Patty Mills.
So he at least has one.
His eyes, man, and the dreads, he is just unbelievably.
He got her and his mom's vote, right?
Yeah, right.
One
no,
last
he's
thing I
got,
wanted.
Like all of Australia voting.
Yeah.
One last thing I wanted to bring up. Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Coming out this past few days with the game-winning shot. Scoring like
first
Derrick Rose does. That's
right.
Great, man. Well, how the Timberwolves doing right now?
Well, actually, Tuesday he passed the 10,000 point club, or he joined the 10,000 point
nice.
Club.
Nice.
And but it was a loss to the 76ers, but still, that was a great moment.
It should be so much higher on that list.
Yeah,
it's so
really.
Sad.
But. But he's having one of the best seasons in the past 8 years. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Doing great. More Timberwolves things. Karl Anthony Towns, he's been averaging his points per month this year is from October he was averaging 18.9, November 21.6, December 23.3, and this month January already he's at 25 points
nice.
Per game average. So.
Well, that's what he needs to do.
And you know what? They've risen from almost next to last to now sitting in 11th. You know, games behind the Knicks, and they're only 3 games behind the Lakers right now.
Didn't they barely beat the Suns this week though?
There's been a couple teams this season that have been good teams that have barely beaten
the Suns. Think about
the
Suns, man. I'm
Devin
telling
Booker's
you,
back.
With the Suns, they're one of those teams that they might lose, but they're going to give you everything you have. Because,
right.
like, I've seen the
You're
Warriors play
that.
Them. Yeah. I mean,
that's like Brooklyn.
Being a Warriors fan, one thing you do see is when you see the Warriors play a team, they are playing their best. I mean, that's why you see these terrible teams sometimes have like those like 18 for 21 from 3 nights on the Warriors, because somehow these teams play miraculously good.
Yeah.
And I've seen the Suns play at elite level, and they
yeah.
very well could be a good team.
Love Devin Booker.
If they got Zion.
And they got Jamal Crawford.
It's
as
possible.
You had
it's
Devin
possible.
Booker, Zion.
DeAndre Ayton.
Yep, you had Ayton.
Dennis
if Josh
Smith Jr.
Kelly Oubre.
Oubre. I forgot
oh,
he's there
man.
Now. Yeah. And just
Porter.
And if by some miracle Josh Jackson turns into a good player.
Well, LeBron was
him.
High up on him. You know, they had talked about trades to Phoenix for a couple guys early on, and he was like, I want Josh Jackson, and they wouldn't give him up.
But he's not living up to his potential.
No,
though.
He's not. But it's hard to live up in a losing environment. You know what I mean? Like it's gotta be just
that's why
that's
Vucevic
yeah.
needs to go somewhere.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting season. We'll see what next week entails for us. For us here at the Hoop Scoop, for Kinsman, Billy,
yeah!
Chris,
yeah!
and
myself,
Justin,
we will be back next week. Follow us on Spotify and find us on
Apple
iPod, Podcast. We're out there somewhere. The Hoop Scoop. Look us up.
Type it into Google and just see what pops up.